Dave Foley on Today FM.
We're live on the air this afternoon. A very good day to you. Let's check in with Karen. She's in the kitchen and something smells good.
It's summer salads, your favourite time to eat with this type of heat. It's oppressive out there for everyone. We can't sleep. We're stuck to the pillow. So something nice and light that's just going to hit that sweet spot. It's a little bit sweet. It's a little bit salty, just like yourself, JP. So join me for that. That's coming up after 9.
And have we got time to be making our own dressing? Because it involves, it's a little bit more work involved than usual.
Always. Well, I hope you've been saving your jam jars, do you know, because they are so handy for the homemade dressing. So save a jam jar with a little bit of oil, a little bit of lemon, a little bit of balsamic. Put it together. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous.
Okay, we're looking forward to that.
You're going to love it.
That's later on. Karen Koster in the kitchen.
Always in the kitchen, where I belong.
Always in the kitchen. Or on the catwalk.
Yes,
talking summer fashions, and it's all about the linen, isn't it, really?
Well, it's breathable, right? You know yourself.
I
said, it's very hot and heavy out there, so our skin needs to breathe. So yeah, it looks like very creased. It looks like it's never ironed, but sometimes you just have to go with it.
You do have to go.
That's what we love about
linen. Accessories are stunning. Where did they come from? Athlone or someplace, was it?
They're a little boutique in the Midlands.
Yep. I love these.
Yep. Support local, shop local.
A 1,000,000%.
You laugh now. We're co-hosting in July. Tommy and Warren are going to be off and they're going to hand it over to us.
I'm looking forward to
it. Get ready. Hold on to
your hats. I'm on next week. I'm on Monday and Tuesday next week.
Enjoy yourself.
Oh, it's very early, isn't it?
That's the problem. It's just very
Very early.
I know.
Right, let's get into Tell Me I'm Wrong. Your emails, please.
jp@todayfm.com.
The email address is jp@todayfm.com. What have you got for us this week? Karen Koster.
Guys, my best friend pays for everything when we go out. She's on big money, much more than me. Years ago, it wasn't a big deal to me because she's always had higher paying jobs and it just seemed to make sense at the time. She actually gets annoyed now when I offer to pay and says I'm being silly because it's just pennies to her. But it makes me feel like I'm a child. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, I thought it was, JP mentioned earlier on that someone was saying that their friend keeps, I just presumed it was a man because I'm a man myself. So these are women and she says that her female, is her best friend?
Yeah, this could be a guy talking about a female best friend, but I mean, it sort of lends itself. It sounds like it's two girls.
My best friend pays for everything when we go out. And she gets annoyed then when I offer to pay. That's a bit daft, isn't it?
Money's tricky between friends though, isn't it? I don't think I've ever discussed what I've earned or what other people have earned in
my
friend group.
You make mad money though.
Huge.
Unbelievable money.
It's ridiculous.
Dripping in gold. She's like Trump over there. Mm-hmm. Gold toilet out in where? You live in Dublin 4 as well, don't you?
I can't disclose that type of information.
She lives in Dublin 4, lads. I'm sure where the newspapers have put it up on their websites.
No,
or something.
They haven't. Excuse
gold
me.
Toilets, gold bidets, gold shower fittings, the whole everything in gold.
I do think more houses should have bidets.
Dripping. This is a tangent now we need.
Sorry. Okay.
We're solving this issue for this woman. So, rich best friend is paying for everything. And they get into a... Is it an argument or that she's getting annoyed? The best friend is getting annoyed when this emailer is saying, I want to pay.
The emailer's gotten older over the years.
Yeah.
Maybe her job has improved. She's still outshone by the richer friend who's got a better paying job. But she's sick of the old... sort of tagging along and having everything paid for. So she just wanted to pay her own way.
But isn't that like, someone is always going to be doing better or making more money than somebody else. Or someone's always going to be doing better. Or someone's more, can afford it this month. Or maybe they can't afford it next month or whatever. If you're friends, if you're best friends, so this is the thing, JP and I get into this as well. I don't keep a tally on, did you pay for the last time? Then I have to pay for this time or whatever. Mm. I'm like, whatever. We just pay for it. I don't care. JP has a spreadsheet somewhere.
Oh, of course. I know. He's looking at me. I'm remembering that Coke Zero he got me the last time I was in.
Yeah.
I never gave you anything for that.
Yeah, I haven't forgotten
that. I knew that.
It's coming out of your wages.
Yep.
JP has multiple tabs on a spreadsheet somewhere he has it done to each month.
Would you say to Ray, I'll get this one, you can get the next one? Or are you like, okay, how many drinks did you have? Did you have a cocktail before? Like, what's your vibe when you're splitting bills?
It's fairly casual.
It is now, yeah. It used to be less casual.
But now
what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
Expand on that, please, for the listeners. I'm sitting right here.
Jim, you would have been, I mean, years ago, you would have done the whole, well, hang on now, you two glasses of wine and I didn't.
So. Oh, sorry, if we're talking about at the end of a meal and there's been a clear disparity about what's been eaten and consumed, would I have previously noted that? Yeah, I would have. I would. That's when money's tighter, you know, and every penny counts.
And that is also fair. That is fair.
You can't have somebody in a group taking the mick and going, book mental.
Yeah, I'm getting the coat to buff and having a bottle of wine and you're driving.
Some people do that as well. And they need to be told as well.
Well, that's not fair.
Isn't that wild, though?
That's
very
rude.
There will always be somebody in a group that's like, oh, we're all getting 15 starters and we're all getting and the most expensive bottle of wine. And I'm like,
yeah, no.
What? Like, and here's the thing. I do all right. I have some money. I can afford to pay for the dinner. And we're all, you know, this happened when I was in Switzerland the weekend. When was it? When were you away? 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I was in Switzerland. A friend of mine lives in Switzerland.
Now,
Switzerland is expensive.
Ooh, I'd say so.
And they, my friend, they're all doing very well. Much better than me, right?
They're not in media, obviously.
They're not in media. And he's Irish and he wanted to be a great host. Mm-hmm. And he was paying for like the tram, the Lewis over there for me. And he was paying for train tickets and he was paying for dinners and he was paying for drinks. And I was going, dude, you have to stop this. I'm able to pay for my Lewis or my bus or what. It was a day of it. I was over there for 3 days. This was the first day he was paying for everything. And he was like, no, I gotta know. And I had a serious chat with him that night. And I think it is an Irish thing of like wanting to be a good host.
Yeah.
But equally, it's kind of, you know, the whole Mrs. Doyle thing of like, no, I'm paying for this. Mm. We've reached that stage of our lives where we're fighting over it. And we need to actually just go, no, we are grown-ups, we're adults, and I can pay for my dinner, or I can pay for my accommodation, or I can pay for whatever it is. Or we'll do the even smarter thing, which is splitting it. Or we'll agree as grown-ups, we'll split this, or I'll pay for this, you pay for this the next time.
Couple of points. As a man, it can feel a bit emasculating if somebody else, another man, is paying for you, paying your way.
I wouldn't feel that. And also,
some men would feel that. I don't know if there's a female equivalent. Have you ever experienced that? I'm not sure. I don't know. Not really.
If a woman kept paying for me, would I feel emasculated or
feel less power? On weaker? No.
I don't think so. I don't think girls would be. I don't think we'd look into that kind of power dynamic of it. I don't think one girl would. That's why this is surprising to me, because I am surprised this would still happen as adults. Like, fair enough if one is still a student and one's gotten the job, or do you know what I mean? But I think when you're a bit more grown up, it should just even out regardless of what you're earning.
Although people who sort of religiously split bills. I was out for dinner at the weekend and a table of four women were beside us and they insisted at the end of the meal of all paying separately one by one.
No, girls, we're giving that up.
Which is a nightmare for the person working, because they're going to work everything out and drop separate transactions. Nightmare.
Oh, that's stupid. And also, like, there are apps now that do that. Doesn't Revolut do it for you?
Splitwise does that as well, I think.
But Revolut has it built into the app. Now, I don't know how to do it. Because what I do is I just pay for it. And then if, you know, generally JP will pay me back, or you'll say, we'll get it the next time. We'll split it the next time. What do you think? 0874-100-102.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Your voice notes on the air this afternoon. So the emailer is like, you don't need to pay for everything. And then when she says, I'm going to pay, the friend who is well off or does better financially gets tick because she won't let her pay. 0874-100-102 for your voice notes. There's also an element actually as well, and this is what I had also in Switzerland, of, do you not think I can afford it?
That's exactly it.
And I can, like.
I mean,
I'm not. And
just because I'm in black t-shirts 3 days in a row.
We're going to get voice noters as well saying, just let her. That's class. Isn't it awesome to have your rich best friend pay for you? No, because there is an element of you like, I don't
Hang
want
on a
you,
second, I've done all right.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to think that I'm letting you do it, or that I don't want you to go to bed tonight thinking, geez, Ray really took the piss today. He let me pay for everything. It's Ray Foley here. JP's over there.
Yes.
And Karen Costers.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in, Karen. Mom's making an horrific joke.
Sorry.
Recap on her, tell me I'm wrong. Is.
Yes. Two girls, best friends. One has always had a bigger pay packet than the other. So traditionally, she would always be like, no, it's my treat. But now it's gone on so long that the lesser paid friend she's like, I just actually feel like a child now in this dynamic. Like, I should be paying for stuff at this stage. But like, the reality is, her mate still earns the bigger money. So she's like, no, you're grand. It's pennies to me. You're fine.
It seems like the lesser paid friend though is making enough now to be able to pay her way. I mean, we're not, where are they going for dinners as well? Like, are they going to Dubai over and back?
slight tangent, but at what stage in your life do you start to pay for your parents when you go out for dinner?
So I think you should do it like if it's a Mother's Day or a Father's Day, absolutely.
Right.
And then maybe just more occasionally.
I've gotten to the stage now where I insist on paying every time.
Yeah. Well, you text and WhatsApp, so 0874-100-102. Joey, you know what? You're so obvious. I said people are going to be like, oh, shut up, just take it and use your friend. I was hoping for better for you, Joey. I was expecting better from you. Joey's like, shut up, you fool, you're living the dream. Crying, laughing emoji. Joey, we all thought it, man.
Mm. But all opinions are fair.
So you just let your friend pay for everything. 0874-100-102. Brian says, nonsense, lads. Ride that gravy train as long as you can. Brian, cough on to yourself. Lisa says, that can be a power and control thing. Mm. Yeah, there was a way that you were just describing it there, Karen, of it seeming that the friend, when she gets thick...
Yeah.
The well-off friend. Yeah. Like, she gets annoyed. Mm. That is there an element of, oh, hang on, no, our dynamics, our friend dynamics are such that it doesn't work for me, or there's something in making me angry that you need to be...
Does she like kind of feeling like the top dog? Like the big brass, maybe?
Is, and that's the other thing, even your woman writing it, saying she makes more money, she's well, whatever the expression was that she used to say, she's rich. Is that in the fam? Is it in their relationship, in the dynamic itself, that it's like that her paying for it is a reminder all the time of?
It's very uncomfortable. Like, I think traditionally, I know there's a massive generalization, but women are just very uncomfortable talking about money.
But we're not in really a talking about money, are we? We're talking about paying for the dinner. But it's
but
a tiny element.
It comes down to how much money
it.
She has in her current account.
I think you'd need to split it or. Mm. I'd properly address it. And I think this is what I did the time that I was saying about my friend paying for everything. I did it away from the, you can't be having the conversation as the waiter is standing there with the card machine and going, no. Because that just turns into the, and we were in the middle of one of those, Mrs. Doyle. No, Jesus, I'll get this. I think it's, this is so embarrassing.
But would you not just do the classic, I'm just going to pop to the bathroom and get the bill and do it that way?
Yeah, but again, that's just silly old shenanigans. We can all be adults about this. So anyway, like I said, away then from the card machine and I'm back in his apartment, I just said, now listen, tomorrow we're not going to do what we did today. We're going to, if I need you to pay for something because I don't understand the app or the machine or whatever, I'm going to get you back or you pay for it and I'll remember how much you're paying and then I'll pay you back. And we're just going to be grown-ups about this rather than this nonsense of shouting at each other when the waiter's standing there.
When it comes to work dues, how do you feel about paying for your boss? Because I have done that sort of nipping off to the toilet before the end of the meal to pay for my boss.
What a lickers.
No, it's not about that. How did you pay for that? A couple of different people, actually.
Ger Gilroy was your boss. Licking Ger's arse.
It's not about being a licker.
As Ger scurries off
it's
to RTE.
That.
I tell you, no one in RTE is going to be licking his arse over there doing his podcast.
I don't want to be seen to be out on a freebie.
But you are.
I think that's a bad look. Oh, no. Yeah, you're my boss, so you're going to pay for everything now. I just think that seems scabby.
So what do you do then? Yeah, pay. But
just pay before the bill has come. Just go up to the bar and say, come here,
boss not have expenses?
Yeah, company credit card, lads.
I presume that the boss is claiming it back because it's a work thing.
Completely.
I always, and I actually do say to them, I'm like, is this a business meeting? Is work getting this or is it yourself? And if it's yourself, it's like, no, we'll split it then.
That could be the fatal flaw, my plan.
He got you.
You seemed very charming
Nathan
at the time.
Nathan Murphy has been getting so many free dinners out of JP.
I'm going to need that back.
I've kept the receipt.
It's on the spreadsheet.
Anyway, so that can be a power and control thing, says Lisa. A power and control thing when someone pays for everything. Or maybe she thinks that the emailer wouldn't hang out with her if she didn't continue paying for things. Oh, that's an interesting one as well. It could be a kind of a self-confidence thing that she feels that like...
Paying for a company. Oh,
and then she maybe she... Yeah, that could be it. And it could be like, given that this is the way it has always been like this for years, that I have to keep doing this because this is the way our... This is the sort of the...
Maybe she
subtext.
Feels a little bit trapped, does she? She's like, oh, this is kind of our pattern now. I just always get it for her.
Yeah, maybe. You need to talk to each other. I mean, this is, we always keep coming back to this.
It comes back to us, yeah.
Karen's right. Friends and money don't mix. But it's inevitable, though. You're talking about paying for the dinner. You're not talking about $5,000 loan I'm looking for a remortgage and I need you to sign for it. We're talking about paying
can
for the dinner.
Go guarantor?
We're not talking about money. Mm. This person wants to remain anonymous. Who is this?
I've got one friend that never pays. No matter...
This is another issue now. I saw something like this on Reddit. Was it yesterday or this morning? It was kicking off on Reddit. A friend that never ever pays.
So bad.
But again, you have to talk. You have to tell them.
I've got one friend that never pays, no matter how many years we've been going out, and it's just so annoying. We dread when she joins us because you know she's getting our free lunch, or free dinner, or free drinks.
But then, if you're all thinking that, are you friends? Do you know? And if you're not saying it to her, are you friends? What kind of a friendship is it if you've got that resentment? Mm. Or are you enjoying the company? Are you enjoying your time with her as friends? If you're thinking to yourself all the time, here she goes again. And then maybe she wants to, maybe if he knew more about her own circumstances, maybe she's broke. Maybe she's going through tough times. Maybe this is the only time in a month that she'll actually get to go out and spend time with you. You just never know. You never know people's lives, which is why you need to talk to each other. What's our final judgment on this?
This friend with all the money needs to get over herself. And I think the emailer should actually just, and maybe it's a bit passive aggressive, start revoluting this other friend the money afterwards all of the time until she gets the message and she just gives in.
Yeah, revolute is a good way to do it. And then there's no actual face-to-face, so there's no confrontation it's sent. But then you're getting into this rigmarole as well of sending it back and just cop on. Just
God, revolute ping pong, is that a thing?
Oh, God, oh, yeah.
Back and forth.
I had a revolute ping pong with them. Oh, I'm not getting into it now, but
Jer Gilroy again.
It's a pain in the face.
Jesus.
I've never had a revolute ping pong with Jer. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, you send it there, it's never coming back. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that's the case with RTE. I know, so we wish him well. Wish him well. We'll be going to the leaving drinks. Mm-hmm. Karen, your final judgment on this?
Our listener is not wrong. Something needs to stop. Her friend needs to let her pay and pay her way.
Yeah, it's just a dinner. Like I said, it's not a mortgage. You gotta force the issue in a polite way. You gotta have a communication. And like I said, or like we all established, it's not to be doing it as the waitress or waiter is standing there with the card machine. You need to have a conversation separate to the actual event and go, listen, this is a bit daft, but I want to have the conversation with you, and then get it all cleared and sorted out and organized.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
You have been judged.